Our two readings for today, first from Proverbs, refuse no one the good on which he has a claim when it is in your power to do it for him. And then in our gospel from Luke about being a light to others, letting our light shine. Frequently in the Old Testament, especially the prophet Isaiah, they spoke about being the church, the people of Israel, being a light to all the nations. Our two readings today serve as a good introduction to what the church has to offer us this week, celebrating what we call the Global Migration Week, or national, happening both at our level of the United States Church and the Global Church as well, the Global Week of Migrants and Refugees, offers us a chance, I think, to simply do two things. First is to reacquaint ourselves, maybe revisit some of the teachings of the church. Some of these, for example, can be found in the Catechism, beginning in passages 20 to 40 and on. Revisiting maybe some of the things that our United States bishops have shared. Or another good devotion this week might be going back and reading through a few of the annual messages of our Holy Fathers, which go back to about 1980, when Pope John Paul II instituted this week. They annually present a message, a catechesis, for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which is celebrated this upcoming Sunday as a capstone of the week. All of them have very good spiritually and humanly important things for us to read and to learn and reflect on, ponder in our hearts. And the second thing is maybe to highlight some of the great work that is being done even here at St. John's. We especially think of those who have dedicated themselves to caring for Afghan refugees that live in the area. We still have parishioners who are deeply devoted to this very challenging and often work that can easily be met with despair and inaction. So we give thanks to those parishioners who have devoted themselves to this very difficult work, providing food, shelter, some legal help and support. It's truly a yeoman's burden that many have been quietly, secretly doing over this past year or so. And so we give thanks to them. They ask for no credit, but it's good for us to prayerfully support the hard work that they are doing, even right here in our community, and simply to pray that God's will be done in our world, that human dignity may be upheld, so that all may come to know and to share God's life and love.